Fayer Lady Bobcats. Mary Curley taking the ball down to the corner. Almost turned it over in the corner. Gets it right back. Gives outside Avery Pierce. Back to Curley. Wide open for a three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes out long. It's controlled by Conkright for the Ellington Lady with it. Ellington will work against the Lady Bobcat zone. Fayer caliber 1-3-1. And Corsi is sagging down on Price in the middle. They continue to work it around the outside. There goes the young freshman all the way under the bucket. A reverse layup is no good. Price with the rebound. Her shot blocked by Corsi, but it'll be a foul on Shelby. Shelby got up to block the shot, and she'll have to watch that. She's used to playing against smaller players where she can get those blocks down inside. But Price is right there at 6'2", just like Shelby is. So the foul on Corsi will be her first of the night. Free throws. And the first one is good for Gracie Price, 6'2". Senior from Ellington High School. Coming into the night, Ellington with a record of 21-4. Thayer, of course, 15-8. And both free throws are good for Gracie Price. Here comes Thayer with the basketball. Thayer pulled a trigger on a quick three early in the game and back in a zone defense, a 3-2 zone here by the Ellington Lady Wibbitts. Thayer working on the perimeter now. Pierce over to Maddie Curley down the left side for Roland. Roland bounces it back to Curley. Curley to Avery Pierce. Brings it on the right side to Katie Wade. Back outside to Pierce, around to Curley. They're looking to get Shelby Corsi open under the bucket, and so far not been able to get her the basketball down in the middle of that zone. Good defensive play there by Ellington. They keep sliding to the ball. Thayer keeps swinging around the outside. Roland's got it down in the left corner. Back outside to Curley. Back over to Pierce. Now Katie Wade's got it on the right side. Back to Pierce. Looks in the middle. Nobody open. Goes down to Katie Wade. She'll give it out to Corsi. Corsi, and there's a traveler. She's going to be called on Shelby Corsi if she took the catch. So Thayer turns it over. And Ellington with a chance to jump out to a 4-0 lead here. Just underway in the district championship at the Van Buren High School. Class 2, District 2. Winner moves on to the regionals on Wednesday night at the Libla Center on the campus of Three Rivers Community College. Ellington with the basketball. Here's a pass in the middle, stolen by Avery Pierce. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will bring it up the floor with a chance to tie early here. Avery Pierce out on top, swings it over to Curley. Curley back outside to Katie Wade. Now to Avery Pierce on the right side. Got down in the corner to Roland. Back to Pierce. Pierce just working and swinging it around that perimeter. Back down to Roland in the corner. Roland looks at the bucket. Nobody open. Now they go to Corsi at the free throw line. Her pass is deflected, and she gets it right back. Gives it down to Pierce. Pierce back to Corsi. Free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound controlled by the Ellington Lady Whippets. They get a quick pass down to Conkright. Conkright going to the bucket. Lays it up off the window and in. Tyler Conkright with the first field goal of the ball game comes at the 5:41 mark here in the first quarter. Ellington out to the 4-0 lead. Thayer going to try and bounce it inside to Corsi. Bad pass is going to be intercepted, and then we'll get a held ball. Corsi got in and tied up Price, and the held ball will go to the Ellington Lady with it. A bad pass there was behind Shelby as she rolled across the free throw line. And here comes Ellington with the basketball. They get it to number 32, King. King swings it on the left side for Gore. Gore. I'm sorry, it's not Gore. It's number 30, Hackworth. And now we're going to get an illegal screen down under the bucket called on Ellington. An illegal screen on Abby Harper. So the first team foul against the Lady Whippets. So down 4-0, Thayer with a basketball. Right side they go for Katie Wade. Back over to Avery Pierce. Pierce going to Shelby Corsi at the elbow. Back out to Pierce, around to Curley. Fires a three. Bingo! Maddie Curley knocks one down from downtown. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back within a point with 4:58 to go in the first quarter. Working down to a Conkright, to the Ellington Lady Whippet. Back outside to King. King going into the lane, throws one up, no good. Price comes down with the rebound. She can't follow it, then gets tied up. It's going to be a held ball in possession to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Price got the rebound. She got tied up by Katie Wade. As you can hear probably in the background, we're sitting surrounded by orange and black. The Ellington Whippet fans are all over the place here. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Katie Wade with the right side. Back out to Avery Pierce. Avery brings it over to Katie Wade. Back to Pierce on top. Kind of bounced one inside. Ball deflected, but Avery got right back on it. Good quick hands there by Avery Pierce. Got the ball over to Katie Wade. Moves to within 17 in the bucket. Has the ball poked away and now ripped it away, and a hell ball is going to be called. And then she got tied up in there by Kaylee King, the freshman. And Katie Wade couldn't get away from her. And it'll be Ellington ball with a one-point lead. 4:15 to go in the first half. So far, I think Thayer's done exactly what they have to do if they're going to win here tonight. That is kind of control the tempo. Ellington with it. They go to Conkright at the elbow. He gets it back outside. Long shot is on the way. That is no good. Rebound taken by Conkright. And we get another hell ball as she got tied up with Journey Rowland. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to get it this time on the alternating possessions. Number 30, Hackworth. Gretchen Hackworth with that long shot. And here come the Lady Bobcats down by one. We're down under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Thayer. Holding it out front is Avery Pierce. Got it down to the right corner now to Katie Wade. Back out to Pierce. Pierce looking for the outlet. Goes to Katie Wade. She fires a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound is taken by Kaylee King. The freshman point guard brings up the floor in a hurry. Lady Bobcats stop her at the top. She'll give it over on the right side to Conkright. Conkright back out front to King. King throwing to Price in the middle. Right back to King. And she has the ball taken away by Journey Rowling. Nice play by Journey. Running the floor up the right side. Now back it out. Got the ball down to Avery Pierce. They dump it down to Corsi. Corsi to Rowland, cutting through the lane. Couldn't complete the shot. And rebound taken by Conkright. Here comes Ellington on the run. They quick it down on the left side to Hackworth. Back outside. Now ball gets loose on the floor. Hackworth gets it back. Feeds it to Conkright. 15-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Maddie Curley, and a foul. It's going to be whistled on Tyler Conkright. Going after that rebound. Tried to go around Maddie Curley. So the score, 4-3. Thayer Lady Bobcats and Ellington. Hooked up in a dandy here. Looks like both teams are a little bit tight here, trying to kind of work into the game. Journey Rowland takes over the point now, swings the ball on the right side to Maddie Curley for Thayer. Back out to Rowland, on top of the key, just stands there and holds it. Ellington in a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 zone. That depends on how you look at it, I guess. Corsi with the ball down the corner for Thayer. Brings it outside and around to the top of the key for Katie Wade. Wade will just hold it out there. 2:32 to go. In the first quarter, Thayer looking to take a lead here with a bucket. Shelby Corsi with it out on the floor, working away from the young freshman. That is King. Feeds it in the right corner to Katie Wade. Wade back outside to Rowland. Journey back over to Wade. Wide open for the three. That one's too long. And the rebound taken by Gracie Price for the Ellington Lady Whippets. And here they come. Long pass up the floor. Got it to Conkright. Steps left. Dumps it down to Price in the middle. She shoots and scores. Nice play to Gracie Price. She's got 4 points, and Ellington now with a 3-point lead. Thayer's Maddie Curley works the ball up to Katie Wade on the left side, goes down the corner to Avery Pierce to Rowland. Rowland to Katie Wade. Thayer kind of turning it over here. And when I say that, I mean the offense. They've been working on the right side of the zone, and now kind of looking to go left side here. Rowland's got it on the wing, back out to Katie Wade on top. Katie takes it on the right side to Avery Pierce, down the corner to Shelby Corson. Shelby looks at the cutter in the lane. Nobody's open. Boy, Ellington, a nice job in this defense. Here's Corsi. She'll fire a three. That one's off the rim, no good. And a rebound off of Ellington and out of bounds. King couldn't corral it as it came hard off the rim. So Thayer having to settle for shooting from the perimeter here tonight. And so far, the perimeter shot's not falling for them. They'll inbound it to Corsi in the corner. She'll bring it outside. Cross court now to Katie Wade. Back over to Maddie Curley. She fires away from three. That one's off the rim. Katie Wade got the offensive rebound for Thayer. Kicks it back outside for Journey Rowland. Rowland to Wade. Avery Pierce in the corner. Thayer continues to work on the perimeter against this zone. We're down to a minute to go in the first quarter. Thayer down by three. Here's a pass inside to Wade. Outside to Corsi. Now to Maddie Curley. Attacking the bucket. She scores. Nice play by the junior, Maddie Curley. Makes it a 6-5 ball game. Ellington coming the other way with a chance to add to their one-point lead. They got it down to Conkright. Three-pointer out of the corner is no good. And rebound is going to be off the hands of Thayer out of bounds. I was surprised there wasn't a foul there. Thayer looking to make a substitution here. Callie Johnson will check in for the first time tonight. Katie Wade will check out. And it'll be number 11, Harper, to trigger it in. She'll bring it way out front for Kaylee King. 41 seconds to play in our first quarter. King to Conkright, just swinging on the left side for Hackworth. Hackworth now back over. Well, Lady Bobcat fans wanted to travel there, no call. Back to Kaylee King, now to Conkright. Conkright back on top to King. Makes the move, moves into the lane, pulls it up. Good, a little running one-hander. For Kaylee King, the freshman with her first two. 19 seconds to play. Thayer down three with a basketball. 8-5. Our score. Avery Pierce out on top, 12 seconds. Got it back to Curley. She pulls up with a short running jumper. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Ellington's got it with 5 seconds. Kaylee King running the floor around the defense, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound to Maddie Curley for Thayer, and that's going to do it for our first quarter. Our score, 8-5, Ellington with a lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll be back with quarter number two in the Class 2 District 2 Girls Championship game in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back after the timeout, ready for our second quarter. It'll be Ellington basketball to start our second quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats trailing by 3 here, 8-5, as we are just underway. Kaylee King takes the inbound pass, swings it to Conkright on the right side. She gives it out front. Now to King down in the corner. 3-point shot is up and no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and run down in the corner by Harper for Ellington. So Ellington winning the battle on the boards right now. Here's Kaylee King going toward the bucket, throws up a shot, and it's good. I'm telling you, this little girl can play. 4 points now for Kaylee King, the freshman. A 5'4 freshman point guard. Thayer coming the other way, down by 5, needing a bucket here. You don't want to let Ellington build a lot of room. Here's Avery Pierce with the ball. Swings one down to Maddie Curley. Curley back out top for Avery Pierce. Thayer working very patiently around the zone defense, shortening the game, keeping the score very low. Here's a Maddie Curley driving the baseline now, puts up a shot. She's going to get fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Maddie Curley down the left baseline. She'll get fouled. I believe it's number 11. It is. That is a Harper. Abby Harper, and that'll be number 2 on Harper. She's going to have to get out of there. Laura Gore, number 42, will check in after the first free throw. It is up and good for Maddie Curley. Curley has scored all 6 of the Thayer Lady Bobcat points here tonight. And Harper will go out of the ball game with those 2 fouls. Maddie Curley set to shoot again, make it a 3-point game, and it's good. So Maddie Curley with 7, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats trail it 10-7 with 7 minutes to go in the first half. King brings the ball across the timeline, feeds it over to Cronkite. Cronkite gives it up now to Gore. Gore on the right side to King. Kaylee King handles it on top, pushes on the right side for Gore, who just checked in. Now Cronkite with it on the left side of the free throw circle, down the corner to King. King back to Cronkite to Gore. Gore dribbles out to the wing, dumps the ball down inside Price, and she's going to get fouled. Shelby Corsi tried to poke that ball away, and you just can't do that. So Corsi picks up her 2nd foul for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach Meyer looks at her out on the floor. It's an inbound play for Ellington. They get it into Conkright. She'll give it back out to King, swing it around to Gore on the left side wing. Gore pulls up her dribble, now going to have to hurry and get rid of it. She does. It's stolen by Johnny Rowland. Rowland will drive and misses the layup. Avery Pierce follows it up and shoots it all the way up over the backboard. Avery Pierce, after Johnny Rowland missed a wide open layup, Avery Pierce follows up for the rebound and trying to hurry, shot it all the way up over the backboard. So Ellington's got it back with a 3-point lead. They dump it inside for Conkright, throws it up with the left hand, no good. Price down the rebound, goes up with it, gets fouled. She misses the shot. It'll be a foul on Callie Johnson. Yes, number 10, Callie Johnson. Call for the foul for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be the first foul of the night on her. 13th foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 24, Gracie Price at the line. She's a good player. She's got 5 points now in the first half. Coach Meyer keeping Corsi out on the floor for Thayer. Trust his big junior not to pick up another foul. That one is up and good for Price. So now a 5-point lead again. Maddie Curley runs the ball up the floor for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. He'll back it out and now set the offense. Looking to run it right side, got it to Avery Pierce. Down the corner for Callie Johnson. Johnson back outside to Corsi. Corsi back to Rowland on top. 5:50 to go in the half. Thayer still just working on the perimeter of this zone defense. Have been unable to get the ball into the paint, except for the fact that Curley's gone in there twice on the dribble drive. Hit one shot, missed another, but got fouled. Here's Curley out of the corner. 3-point shot is good! Maddie Curley knocks one down from downtown. 10 points and a half for Maddie Curley. Here's Ellington pass down the floor, got it to Price, and her shot is blocked out of bounds by Shelby Corsi. Corsi said, not in my lane. and knocked that one out of the bounds all the way against the wall. Ellington will trigger it in. Concrete outside to Price. Price gives it up and back to Gore. Gore right side now to Hackworth. Back down inside to Price. Her shot too hard. No good. Rebound comes out to Ellington. Here's another shot blocked by Corsi, and the ball is knocked away from Johnson out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball down by two with 5:09 to play in this first quarter. Big defensive stand right there for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Fair bringing it up the floor. Maddie Curley. He'll take it to the top of the key and start the offense from there. Curley has scored all 10 for Thayer here tonight. Here's Katie Wade with it. Wide open in the corner. Doesn't take a shot. They go to Avery Pierce. Cutting through the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives back to Curley. Curley driving to the bucket. Throws a double team or through the double team. Misses the shot but gets her own rebound. Goes back up. That shot is blocked. And it will be a two-shot foul because they're going to call a foul on number 24, Gracie Price. That'll be her first of the night. And going to the line to shoot two free throws, Maddie Curley. Well, the Fair Lady Bobcats, Maddie here with an opportunity to tie the game. First free throw is up. That one's too long. No good. Bounced it off the back rim. But she's still making a one-point game and keep the Lady Bobcats close here. We're down to the 4:46 mark of the first half. Second free throw, that one looks better, and it's good. So Curley now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line and the only Lady Bobcat that has scored in the first half. Ellington's had 3 different players score. One of them is Conkright. She's got it now in the right corner. Look at the drive to the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off. Now she does go into the lane. Little baby hook shot with the left hand is good. Tyler Conkright, another one of those outstanding sophomores for Ellington. That was a pretty move. And it's back to a 3-point lead for the Lady Whippets. They are working it on the perimeter again. Journey rolling out on top, trying to back down the defender. That ball over to Corsi. Corsi fakes the baseline drive, steps back for a three. That one is short off the rim. Katie Wade got the rebound and then gets tied up by Hackworth. Hackworth thought she was going to get called for a foul there. And it's going to be Fair Lady Bobcat basketball here. Katie Wade checks out. Callie Johnson back in for Thayer. And see here, Gore checks out for Ellington as number 11 Harper checks back in. And now what do we got? And now we got a Lady Bobcat with a little bit of blood on the uniform. The official comes over. They see a little bit of blood on Shelby's uniform. So she will have to lead the ballgame or get it cleaned up. I'll give us an opportunity to say, Show Me Showdown 2020. The Show Me State is in the grips of basketball fever and the Misha Basketball Championship. Tonight's game is part of the Class 1-2-3 Boys and Girls State Basketball Championship, which will be held on March 12th, 13th, and 14th at the JQH in Springfield and the historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University. Thayer with a basketball. They inbound it. Got it into the lane for Callie Johnson. Her shot is too hard off the glass. No good. And Conkright gets the rebound for Ellington. Here comes Lady Whippet. Conkright weaves up the floor and is going to get fouled as she makes the move over on the wing. Number 24, Journey Rowland. That'll be called for the foul. That'll be number one on Journey. That is the fourth team foul on the Fair Lady Bobcats. So both teams with 4 team fouls here. We're down under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Ellington leads Fair by 3, 14-11. Lady Whippet swinging on the left side. Got it down in the corner to Hackworth. Hackworth bounces it down to Conkright. Conkright puts up a shot. No good. Rebound, Shelby Corsi. So the Fair Lady Bobcats chance to get back within one here with a bucket. 14-11. Fair has scored 6 points in this quarter. Ellington has scored, scored 6. Not a lot of scoring here tonight, which is indicative of a championship game. They are working around the perimeter of the Ellington zone. They'll dump it down to the right or left corner to Curley. Curley back out to Rowland. She goes through the free throw circle. Looking inside, nobody open. Gives it outside to Avery Pierce. Pierce down the corner to Callie Johnson. Back out to Rowland and Pierce. They go to free throw line to Corsi. Corsi back out to Curley. Now Pierce. They're trying to get Curley open for another shot. She has scored all 11 of the Lady Bobcat points. They are working on the right side. Callie Johnson. She throws it cross court to Avery Pierce. Back to Curley out on top. Makes the move. Leans it over to Corsi. Corsi steps into a three. That one is off the rim. No good. And the rebound is going to be a held ball. Callie Johnson and Hackworth get tied up in there. And the possession belongs to the Ellington Lady Whippets with 2:48 to play. In the first half, we've got a 3-point game. Thayer trailing. Ellington with the basketball trying to add to that lead. They've led by as many as 5 number of times. Here's a bad pass stolen by Journey Rowland. They run a 3-on-2. Got it to Curley. Curley pulls up and he'll be called for a travel. Yep. Journey should have kept that ball and went ahead and went to the basket. The Fair Lady Bobcats blow an opportunity there to get back to within one. Conkright with it outside. Works off a screen to the top of the key. Brings the ball over to Price. Price way out on the floor. Got it down inside for, there she is, Kaylee King. She hadn't even touched the ball the last few possessions. Now she's got it top of the key looking in. Nobody open. King back out to Conkright. Conkright swings it on the right side. Over there for Harper. Harper, long pass cross court. Goes to Hackworth. Little running one-hander. No good. Rebound controlled by Kelly Johnson. And a held ball again as she's tied up by Conkright. This time the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Minute 57 to go in the first half. Thayer down three with the ball. A bucket would be huge right here. We're down under 2 minutes to go. First half action. Avery Pierce out between the circles. Swings it over to Curley. Curley back over to Pierce. And again, Thayer just playing catch out there, working around the perimeter. Corsi trying to get open at the high post. That's why Ellington's playing a 3-2 zone. Here's the give down to Johnson. Johnson back out to Avery Pierce. Pierce looks inside. Corsi's not open. They're going to get her the ball. Now they do. She'll swing it back down to Rowland for three in the corner. And it's good! Journey Rowland buries a three-pointer off the left wing. And we're tied at 14 with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats, the number 2 seed, challenging the top seed. And we've got a timeout call by Ellington. Minute 13 to play in the first half. Thayer and Ellington all tied at 14. We'll be back to the Class 2 District 2 Girls Championship game in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight on the Ecom Sports Network, brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Direct in the West Plains, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey. Thayer Lady Bobcat just got a big three-pointer by Journey Rowland off the left wing and have tied this game with the top-seeded Ellington Lady Whippets, ranked number 3 in the state and the favorite to win this game tonight. So Thayer playing right with them here for the first half. Ellington with the basketball. They'll swing it down the left corner for King. King gets it outside to Conkright for three, and it's good. Boy, I tell you, she is tough. Tyler Conkright with the bucket. She's got 7.5, and Thayer coming the other way now, down by three. Maddie Curley spins away from the defense, works it at the top of the key, and now Ellington going man-to-man. Thayer will get it over to Journey Rowland. Rowland working it to the right side. Now back to the top. On the bounce, feeds it to Corsi. Corsi gets it back to Rowland on the give and go, and she scores the layup, Journey Rowland. Rowland scored the last five for Thayer. We've got a one-point game. 17-16, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Conkright's got it for Ellington. Over to Hackworth now to King. King takes it down to the baseline. The Lady Bobcats cut her off. Long cross-court pass taken by Hackworth. Into the lane, her shot blocked by Corsi. 15 seconds to go in the half. Thayer Lady Bobcats working up the floor. Shelby Corsi with 9 seconds. Thayer could take the lead here with a bucket. Corsi has the ball poked away and is fouled by Conkright. Boy, you didn't want to see that if you're an Ellington fan. Conkright fouls Shelby Corsi out of the open floor. And that'll be number 2 on Conkright. See how that will come to play in the second half. Thayer inbounds the ball to Rowland with 5 seconds. Journey looking for the outlet. Moves off her screen. And her pass is going to be deflected, and that's the end of our first half. Our score, 17-16. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Ellington Lady Whippets by one at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back here at the Van Buren High School. This is a packed house here tonight for the district championships. Three teams represented, or three schools represented here in the championship round, Ellington, Thayer, and Alton. And there's a sea of blue across the way for the Alton Comet, a sea of green for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and a sea of orange on the side here, the broadcast side of the gymnasium for the Ellington Lady Whippets. This is fun. This is what high school basketball is all about right here. And well, I tell you, the game is not disappointed. It's a one-point game at the half. Thayer trailing Ellington 17-16. Thayer was down three at the end of a quarter, 8-5, but they outscored the Lady Whippets 11-9 in the second quarter to pull to within one. And it's been the Maddie Curley Show for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Maddie has scored 11 of the Lady Bobcats' 16 points, 5 for Journey Rowland. That's right, Shelby Corsi has not scored in this game tonight. And the Lady Bobcats are still within one. For the Ellington Lady Whippets, I think the Lady Bobcat defense has really given them some problems. Tyler Conkright has scored 6 tonight. Kaylee King with 4, and the big senior, the 6'2 senior for Ellington, has only scored 6. And Thayer has not let them just get the wide open looks at the 3. They've really had to work for just about everything they've earned tonight. And it's been that way on both ends of the floor. Both teams playing really good defensive basketball. And, you think when teams get to this level, we're talking about district championships, and you'll talk about Ellington being ranked number 3 coming into the ballgame. You're going to be a good defensive team, and points are hard to come by. And that's the way our game goes here tonight. This one may come down to a little bit of who can stay out of foul trouble with some of their key players. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Shelby Corsi with 2 fouls in the first half. And for the Ellington Lady Whippets, 2 on Tyler Conkright. Also 2 on Abby Harper. They have 2 starters with 2 fouls here in the first half. Again, your halftime score, 17-16. Thayer trails Ellington by 1 in the Class 2 District 2 Championship game. Don't forget, coming up after this ball game, we'll have the men's championship as the Alton Comets will look for the upset. They are the number 3 seed. They're taking on the top-seeded and defending district champion Thayer Bobcats. We're going to step away. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back here at the Van Buren High School Gym. First game of our triple header here on Ecom Sports Network tonight. We'll have the Thayer Bobcat boys and the Alton Comets here in the men's championship following our girls game. And also coverage of the Mammoth Spring Bears as they play down in the regional tournament at Hillcrest High School, home of the Screaming Eagles down at Strawberry, Arkansas. That game will actually start before the end of our second game. So that game will start over on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. And on the live video stream on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com, presented by the Mammoth Spring Schools. And then once our game here is over, we'll switch over and have that game for you on K-Country 95 as well. All right, we're at the halftime here, the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Let's take a look at our individual scoring. First, for the Ellington Lady Whippets, they're led by Tyler Conkright. Conkright with 7, Gracie Price with 6, and 4 for Kaylee King. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Maddie Curley leads the way with 11. Journey Rowland with 5. That's right, only 2 Thayer Lady Bobcats have scored in this game. And the Lady Cats are within 1 at the half. It is 17-16. Thayer trailed by 3 at the end of the first quarter, but outscored Ellington 11-9 in the second quarter to get back to within 1 here at the half. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network. And here we go. Second half is underway. Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 1 to the Ellington Lady Whippets here. Ellington opens the second half with a basketball. Both teams with their starting lineup back on the floor, and really nobody in any serious foul trouble at the intermission. Ellington going to bounce the ball down inside. Shot by Price is blocked by Corsi. Conkright picks it up, and it's taken away by Avery Pierce. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Coach Cecil Meyer says, let's slow it down. Lady Bobcats wanted to go in a hurry. Thayer going to swing it on the left side to Maddie Curley. Back out to Avery Pierce. Thayer getting into a little wheel action here. Ball goes down to Curley in the corner. Thought about the 3, now dumps it to Corsi. Corsi dumping it down inside to Katie Wade. She couldn't hang on, and the ball goes out of bounds. Saved by Wade, but right back to Ellington. Here comes Kaylee King. King on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Conkright. Conkright at the top of the key now. Swings it off to Hackworth. Hackworth will bounce it twice, give it right back to King, and the freshman point guard takes it to the top, flings it around on the right side, in the corner to Harper. Back out, and on top to Conkright. Conkright trying to lob it down to Price, got it to her, shot is no good, gets her own rebound, couldn't follow it up, and the ball is dumped out of bounds Ooh, punched out of bounds by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Shelby Corsi just not herself here tonight. She's been playing with the type A flu. We found that out on Tuesday night. And looks like she's still feeling some of the effects. And here's an inbound play. The pass is stolen by Maddie Curley for Thayer. Curley up the middle of the floor. 6:43 to go into third. Thayer with a chance to take the lead here. Neither team has scored in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats have controlled the basketball most of the quarter. They give it to Avery Pierce. Now Coach Meyer shouting out instructions to his Lady Bobcats. They'll take it out on top. Avery Pierce swings it on the right side to Katie Wade. Katie back to Avery. Avery Pierce into the free throw circle. Back outside to Wade. Back to Pierce on top. Fakes the three and now back to back out. Thayer will reset the offense. Take it to the left side. Avery Pierce cutting it down to Maddie Curley. Back to Pierce. Fakes the three. Gives it over to Curley. Curley back to Pierce. Going down to the baseline now. They'll dump it into Rowland. Rowland shot is blocked. Rebound gets on the floor, and Rowland steals it back for the Lady Bobcats. Rowland with the steal for Thayer. Journey playing a dandy ball game here tonight defensively. There's Avery Pierce out on top. Penetrates into the free throw circle. Pulls up her dribble. Now going to have to get rid of it. Swings it out to the safety valve. That's Katie Wade. Back over to Pierce. Pierce back into the lane, looking for the outlet. Got it to Curley for three. That one's off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken by Conkrite for Ellington. Here comes the Lady with it. Conkrite up the middle of the floor. Swings it on the right side to Harper. Harper back out front to King. Kaylee King, the little freshman point guard. Good player. She gives it up now to Harper. Harper back over to Hackworth. She'll swing it back to King. Fakes the three, goes down to the baseline, throws up a running one-hander. No good. Conkrite rebounds it. She goes back up and gets fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. So Ellington with a chance to lead, or to add to the lead here. Fouls on Maddie Curley. That'll be her first of the game. Neither team has scored here. We played almost 3 minutes in the third quarter. Tyler Conkrite looking to take care of that in the first free throw. Bounces up over the front of the rim and in. So Conkrite now with 8 points to lead Ellington. Gracie Price has scored six. Second one is up. That one is good. Conkrite with nine for the Ellington Lady with it. 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats down three. They trail by as many as five. Fair has never led in this game. Here's Corsi from the three-point line. She shoots one. It's good! Shelby Corsi from deep in the left corner buries a three. Ellington in a hurry back the other way. They'll dump one outside to Conkrite. Conkrite puts it on the floor with one hand. Feeds it cross court to King. King back out on top to Harper. Back to King. Fair still playing that 2-3 zone. 19-all, we're tied with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ellington with it on top. Cronkite moving off a screen. Dumps it down to King. The freshman fires a three-pointer. That one's off the rim. Conkrite right there with a rebound. Bounces it down inside to Harper, and she scores. Nice look by Conkrite to Harper for the easy bucket. And with 4 minutes to go in the third, Ellington back up by two. Thayer with the ball. They'll dish it down to Corsi. Corsi baseline jumper. Good! Shelby's feeling it. Shelby scored five straight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and we're tied again at 21. Conkrite on top for Ellington. Takes the three, gives it over to Harper. Harper, right side, and in the corner to Conkrite. She'll step into a three. That's no good. Journey rolling down the rebound. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a chance here to take their first lead of the ballgame. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Avery Pierce going to back it out. Coach Cecil Meyer. He's flipping everything over. They go to the right side. Corsi and Curley go to the right side. Now they turn it back over the other way. They are kind of overloading the left side of the zone now. Avery Pierce is going to back it out near midcourt. And the Lady Bobcats have taken the air out of the ball with a score tied at 21. And here come the Boo Birds from Ellington. Fair Lady Bobcat fans say that's right. 3:18 to go. District championship on the line. And Thayer just going to stand out front. They want to force Ellington to come out of this zone. Curley's down on the left wing, and now Lady Bobcats want a timeout. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer and Ellington tied at 21. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network. Well, you heard the buzzer. We're back with 3:07 to play in the third quarter. Thayer and Ellington tied at 19, actually tied at 21 here in the third quarter. Thayer was down by one at the end of the first half, 17-16, and they have outscored Ellington here 5-4, and we're tied at 21. Thayer with the basketball here. Coach Cecil Meyer called that timeout. He had his team work it to the right side. Got it now to Katie Wade. Wade back out to Avery Pierce, starting to step into a three. She's wide open out there. Goes to the free throw line, bounces it down to Roland. Roland over to Katie Wade. Her shot is up. No, there's a three-second call. Yep, 3 seconds to call. Boy, Thayer had it set up perfectly, executed it with the exception of Journey Roland was in the lane too long. So now Ellington with a chance to retake the lead. And for Thayer, that would have been their first lead of the game, and they didn't get it. They have got it tied. Here goes King in the lane for Ellington with a shot. No good. Rebound is taken by Price and then taken away from her by Journey Roland. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball back in a tie ball game. 2.5 minutes to play. Third quarter. Thayer got it right side to Katie Wade. Wade to Avery Pierce. Now looking to go inside to Roland. Roland back out to Pierce. Pierce will hold it out the top of the key. And will swing it to the... going to go to the left side. Now she does go to the left side to Curley. Back out to Pierce. Pierce back over to Curley. Maddie back to Pierce. Fakes the three. Penetrates in the lane. Pulls up the short jumper. And it's good! Avery Pierce got wide open in the lane. Banks it in off the window. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have got the lead for the first time tonight. Ellington with it on the offensive end. Here's Conkright. Trying to move down the baseline. She gets cut off. Gives it out to Hackworth. Hackworth with a shot. That rattles in and out. No good. Journey Roland with another rebound. And Thayer now with a chance to add to a two-point lead and get it down to Maddie Curley. Curley bringing it back out to Avery Pierce. Avery back to the top of the key. And got it wide open. Now gets it down to Roland. Roland turns. Shoots and scores. Journey Roland from just inside the lane. She's got 7 points in the game, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 4. Biggest lead of the night for Thayer. Ellington won't panic here. They're too good for that. Conkright with it on the right side wing. We've still got a lot of time to play in this game. There goes Kayla King. Her shot is up and good. A little running one-hander. And we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That's on Shelby Corsi. Yep, Shelby Corsi. That'll be foul number 3. So King will get the bucket. Give her 5 points of the game and shoot the free throw, and it is no good. Rebound comes out long, and Ellington got it back. Here's a shot by Conkright. It's good for the lead. Conkright hits it from the baseline, so a 4-point trip down the floor for Ellington, and we're tied at 25. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it, 57 seconds to go. Avery Pierce, top of the key for 3, fires an air ball that lands out of bounds. But you know what? Avery's got to take that shot. She has got to force Ellington to play defense on her. That's what got her the bucket a moment ago. They just let her go into the lane. They didn't think she'd shoot it. She did and made it. So with the score tied at 25, we've got 40 seconds to go. Ellington with the basketball. Chance to take a lead before the quarter break. Been a good one, folks. Got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Van Buren High School. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Ellington is going to hold it out near midcourt. Coach Meyer, now I think you got to tell Shelby Corsi, do not foul anybody. Now Thayer looking the double team on the ball. Ellington got rid of it to Harper. Harper out to Cronkite in the lane, running one-hander. Is up, no good. Rebound, back up, no, but a foul, and I believe that's going to be on Katie Wade. Katie Wade had a chance to get the rebound. The ball went right through her hands, and the foul is going to be on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and this will send. It was on Katie Wade. First free throw is up and no good for Gracie Price. She's shooting 2. Wade out of the game. Callie Johnson is in. 10 seconds to play here. So Ellington could lead by 1, or if Thayer can get it down the floor and score, they could take a lead. Here's the second one up, and it is good. So Price hits 1 of the 2 free throws. Her first point of the second half. 8 seconds to go. Maddie Curley crosses the timeline for Thayer. Looking to get rid of it, does to Callie Johnson. Down the Corsi in the corner, 2 seconds. Corsi baseline drive. It's going to be out of bounds off the hands of Ellington. And they're going to end the quarter right there. So that'll end the quarter. Our score, 26-25. The Ellington Lady Whippets lead our Thayer Lady Bobcats by 1. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. Well, we're back after the timeout set for our fourth quarter. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball here as we play in a tie ball game, 26-25, or actually not a tie ball game. Thayer down by one, 26-25, as we open play here in the fourth quarter. So Thayer could get a lead. Thayer could get a lead here with a bucket. Lady Bobcats have led by as many as four in the ball game. They've trailed by as many as five. Been a good ball game here tonight. Thayer with it on the offensive end. And they get over to Journey Rowland on the left side. Journey with a penetration in the lane. Kicks it back out to Avery Pierce. She'll fire a three. It's good! Avery Pierce banks a three-pointer home from the top of the key. Avery now with five in the game. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have a two-point lead as we're just underway here in the fourth quarter. Ellington back in the offensive set. They get it to Conkright. She'll back it out to Harper. Harper now to King. King throws up that running one-hander. It's up off the rim, no good, and the rebound is out the hands of Ellington out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a two-point lead, 7:23 to go in the ball game. A lot of time, folks. You don't want to turn away from this one. Thayer now with a chance to add to their point total. It's Callie Johnson, swings it over to Maddie Curley for Thayer. Curley has not scored in the second half after scoring 11 in the first. Over teammates have picked up the slack. Callie Johnson's got it out on top. Back over to Avery Pierce. Back to Johnson. Three-pointer for Callie is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Journey Rowland got it for Thayer. Back over to Curley. Back to Johnson. Johnson inside to Rowland again. Gets it back out to Pierce. Now Johnson. Back over to Curley. Back to Johnson. Down on the baseline, Corsi steps back for a three, and she drained it. Shelby Corsi hits her second three-pointer of the night. Thayer up by five. Ellington with it. Got it down quickly. Got it outside now to Kayla King. King leads it out front to Harper. Right side, Conkright. Lobbing it down to Price, and it's stolen by Shelby Corsi. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the basketball and a five-point advantage over the number three ranked and top-seeded Ellington Lady Whippet. Well, you can bet Coach Cecil Meyer and his Bobcats are going to milk the clock right here. We're down to 6 minutes to play in the game. Coach Cecil Meyer says, just stand there. And now Thayer, now they're going to force Ellington to come out of that zone and come out and play on the floor. Callie Johnson with it, right side, Avery Pierce, and now Thayer wants a timeout. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Thayer leads Ellington 31-26. There's a timeout on the floor, and we'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Allen Supported Living in Thayer, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, and Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Point. Well, looks like Ellington going to go to a man-to-man defense here. It's the Thayer Lady Bobcats inbound the ball with a five-point lead, 6 minutes to go. Maddie Curley dribble away from the defense, going down to the right side of the lane, challenges Gracie Price, and she scores. Maddie Curley gives the Thayer Lady Bobcats a seven-point lead with 5:45 to go in the ball game. Ellington has been frustrated by this Lady Bobcat defense, which has been really, really good. Ellington with the ball. They got it out to Harper. Harper goes to King. King left side to Hackworth. Hackworth right side to Conkright. Conkright, long pass cross court, got the King for three. That one is up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kelly Johnson for Thayer. Lady Bobcats pushing it up the floor. Got it to Avery Pierce on the right sideline. Avery looking to go down to the baseline. Back to back out, gives to Kelly Johnson. Cross court pass to Curley. Curley attacks the basket and misses the shot. Rebound controlled by Gracie Price. Ellington on the run. King going into the lane, challenges Corsi, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. I believe that'll be number four on Shelby Corsi. Yep, they're going to call it on 32 Corsi. I think you got to kind of wonder about the push off by King, but there didn't get the call. Corsi called for her fourth foul. King at the free throw line, hits the first one. That is the first point of the fourth quarter for Ellington. To that point, they had been outscored 6-0. Another one is up and good. So King scores the first two for her in the second half. Here comes Thayer with a five-point lead and 5 minutes to go in the game. Journey Rowland working against the defense, brings the ball to Corsi, and there's to be a foul in the open floor. That one on Hackworth, number 30, going to be called for the push. Team foul number one on the Ellington Whippets. That's right, first team foul in the second half on the Lady Whippets. Thayer will inbound the ball here. Have to hurry, got it into Curley. Curley goes to Rowland, cutting down into the lane. Now she'll back it back out. Good smart move by the senior. Run some clock while you can. Rowland trying to bounce the ball into Corson. It's stolen by Conkright and then taken back by Rowland. And then Rowland is going to be fouled by number 32, Kaylee King. And that'll be foul number one on King. And Thayer will inbound the ball again. It's just team foul number two. And the Boo Birds come out again for Ellington. Thayer looking to inbound the ball. Got it to Maddie Kirtle. Hands it to Journey Rowland, the Lady Bobcat senior. 4.5 minutes to play. Thayer with a 5-point lead. There's a blocking foul on Thayer. It's going to be an illegal screen. Callie Johnson, yep, she moved into it. You got to stay still. And that is the 15th foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul number two on Callie Johnson, who is in there in place of Katie Wade right now. So Ellington with the ball, down by five. I told you, they won't panic. They're too good for that. They're just taking their time. Still a lot of time left in the ballgame. Got it now to Conkright. Conkright to King. Back to Conkright. Steps into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Shelby Corson. Thayer's got the ball. And a 5-point lead with 4 minutes and change to play. Journey Rowland gets it across the timeline, working against Hackworth. Hackworth makes her give up her dribble, and she'll bounce it over to Callie Johnson for Thayer. Johnson guarded by Gracie Price. So the 6-2 is not under the bucket right now. Thayer will go down to Journey Rowland. Rowland looking in the lane, gives it outside to Corson. Shelby's hit a couple of threes tonight. Now she takes it to the elbow to Curley for three. That one's too long off the rim. And a rebound taken by the Lady Whippet. They'll throw it up the floor to King, and she scores. Kaylee King got loose on the layup. She's got 10. And it's back to a three-point game with 3:32 to play. Thayer with it again. Lady Bobcats haven't scored in a while. Here Journey Rowland spins away from the defense. Taking the ball to the left side. Got it down to Curley. Curley drives the baseline. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound Price. And here comes Ellington again. Chance to make it a one-point game. King into the lane is going to get fouled. That'll be on Journey Rowland. And Kaylee King will go to the free throw line. And the foul on Rowland will be her second of the night. A lot of contact down there on that play. Down on the Fair Lady Bobcat end. Bobcat fans wanted a foul on Hackworth as she knocked down Rowland trying for a steal. Here's King at the line. First one is up and rolls off the rim. No good. Kaylee King, just a freshman. Boy, she can play. She has 10 points on the line. 3:11 to play in the game. Thayer up by three. 33-30. They had a 7-point lead just a few moments ago. And this is another point for King. She's got it 11. So now it's a 2-point game. 33-31. Maddie Curley with it for Thayer. Out on top. Working against King. Takes her into the lane. Oh, has the ball go off her leg, and it's taken by Ellington. Ellington off on the break. King puts up a shot. No good. Rebound off the hands of Ellington out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Oh, we got a foul. Got a foul on Ellington. That one will be on number 30, Hackworth. Hackworth called for her second foul, and the Lady Bobcats won a timeout. 33-31. Thayer Lady Bobcats 7-point lead is down to two with 2:51 to play in the game. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back here at Van Buren. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the basketball. 2:49 to go in the game with a 2-point lead. Maddie Curley with it. Swings it over to Shelby Corsi on the left side wing. Shelby back out to Avery Pierce on top. Her pass goes to the right side to Callie Johnson. Johnson pass is deflected into the backcourt, but it's run down by Avery Pierce. Thayer got it back. Avery to the left side to Journey Rowland. Rowland looking top of the key to Johnson. Callie gives it back over to Corsi. Corsi down to the left corner for Journey Rowland now. 2:22 to go. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called away from the ball on number 11, Harper. Trying to fight through a screen, and that'll be number three on Abby Harper. And that is the fourth team foul on the Ellington Lady Whippet. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 2:22 to play. And we get a substitution. Gracie Price is going to check out of the game. Number 42 checking in. That is Gore. So Gore is in. Sayer with the basketball. Inbound it to Maddie Curley. Curley works it out front, working away from King on the dribble drive. Now spins it back to the left. Pulls up her dribble now midcourt. Gets rid of it to Journey Rowland. Rowland working it. Moving off a screen out front. And, had the give and go to Johnson, but didn't see it. Now back over to Avery Pierce. Avery works her way from the defense. And we're down to a minute 57 to go. Sayer working it to the left side. Avery Pierce will give it to Kelly Johnson. Well, a bucket here for Sayer would be huge. Here's a bad pass. There's a race into the backcourt after the loose ball. It's picked up by Johnson and now gets it to Maddie Curley, and she's going to get fouled. Maddie Curley gets fouled in the backcourt. What a battle by Callie Johnson. And Sayer gets the ball back here. And we get a timeout called by Ellington. A minute 43 to play in the game. Sayer leads it by two, and Sayer Lady Bobcats have the ball. And we will take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. High school hoops. Tonight's game leads to the Show Me State's basketball pinnacle, Show Me Showdown 2020. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships will be held March 12th, 13th, and 14th at the JQH Arena and the historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at the Show Me Showdown 2020. For game information, log on to MSHSAA.org. That's MSHSAA.org. It's going to be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball here with a minute 43 to play in the game. Lady Bobcats have committed six fouls, and Ellington has committed five. Thayer leads it by two. Ellington now going full court pressure. Thayer looking for the run out. They got it to Corsi. Corsi gets knocked down from behind, and we are going to get a foul call. They're going to say Conkright tackles Shelby Corsi out there, and she's going to get called for the foul. That'll be number three on Conkright. Team foul number six. So Thayer got it into the front court. And they'll look inbound here against the man-to-man pressure. Got it to Callie Johnson. Callie working away from the defense, trying to get rid of it. Does to Rowland. Rowland has it poked away and is picked up by the Whippet. And then a foul is going to be called on. No, the ball just goes out of bounds. No foul call. Or is there a foul call? If there is a foul call on Callie Johnson. Johnson picks up her third. And Ellington will send number 42. That is Laura Gore, to the free throw line. Gore, a sophomore, has not scored in the game, and she could cut into this Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. The first free throw is no good. Journey Rowland down with the rebound. Journey running up the right side. Spins away from the defense of Harper, and now takes it across the timeline. And the Lady Bobcats are back in the offense. Double team on Rowland. He dribbles away from it. And now we got a timeout called. Coach Cecil Meyer, they're going to start scrambling after the ball. Girl, somebody's got to come and get it. So we're going to step away. Thayer leads at 33-31 with a minute 22 to play. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back here at the Van Buren High School Gym, a packed house here for the district championship night. And we've got people standing in the doorways, standing everywhere here tonight. This is fun. High school basketball at its best. Thayer with a two-point lead as we come out of the timeout. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball. They go, to Corsi, wide open under the bucket, and she scores. Corsi wide open, and we get a foul on the play, and Shelby Corsi's going to go to the free throw line and shoot for the three-point play. Foul is on Tyler Conkright, which will be her second or her fourth. And Thayer making a substitution here. Callie Johnson is in. Katie Wade is out. A minute 21 to play. Thayer leads it by four. And now Price will check back into the ball game. The big senior, Gracie Price, and number 42, Laura Gore, will sit down. Shelby Corsi at the line, trying to make it a five-point game, and she missed it. Rebound comes off to Harper for Ellington. Lady Whippets with a minute 17 to go. They need a bucket on this trip. They feed it right side to Harper, outside to King, lobs it down the corner to Conkright, steps inside the three-point line, shoots no good, gets her own rebound, can't follow it. Rebound to Hackworth, and her shot is knocked out of bounds by Shelby Corsi. Corsi blocks the shot, and now we're going to get a timeout call by the Ellington Lady Whippet. It'll be Ellington ball with 1:03 to go, down by 4. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network. Up there, Lady Bobcats are going to have the ball. No, actually, it'll be Ellington with the ball here. 1:03 to go. They are leading by 4. Ellington inbounded along the baseline, down into their own bucket. It'll be the freshman, Kaylee King, to trigger it in. And now they're looking. I think this is actually supposed to be Thayer's ball, isn't it? So what do we got? We got Ellington looking to check in a player. Yeah. Yeah, she was already in. I think somebody said something about she wasn't supposed to be in there, but she was. She was already in. The official straightened it out. And here we go. Ellington will inbound it here, down by 4 with 1:03 to go in the ball game. They bring it way out front to Hackworth. Hackworth swings on the right side. That is King. King gets it back outside. Now to Conkright. Conkright, who leads them in scoring tonight, gives it back over to King. King down to 52 seconds to go. Goes to Conkright, driving into the lane, puts up a one-hander. It's good. Makes it a two-point game. Thayer will inbound it in the backcourt to Journey Rowland, and she'll be fouled immediately by Hackworth. And that'll be foul number 3, I believe, on Hackworth. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to have to make some free throws here. If they make their free throws, they can win this game and win their second straight district championship. Make a trip back to the state tournament. Journey Rowland shooting 1-1. First one is up, and it's no good. And the rebound taken by Ellington, and they lost it out of bounds. Conkright had it, ripped it away from one of the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and lost it out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound the basketball. Avery Pierce will trigger it with 41 seconds to go. They got the Corsi in the lane. Her shot is blocked by Price, and here comes Ellington with a chance to tie. King takes it up the left side. He'll back it out to Harper. Harper to Conkright. Conkright will hand it off to Hackworth. Hackworth will give and go to King, and she threw it away. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 25 seconds to play. Now the Ellington coach wanted to say that ball was tipped, but it wasn't. Thayer will inbound the ball here against full court pressure. They inbound it to Callie Johnson. Johnson, ooh, nice move away from the defender. Gives the ball back to Journey Rowland in the backcourt, and Journey is now fouled with 21 seconds to go. Foul will be on Gracie Price, which will be her second, and that's really irrelevant at this point. That is team foul number 9, so Thayer shooting the 1-1. Journey Rowland could make this a two-possession game with a couple of free throws. First one is up, and it's good. She rattled it home. Journey Rowland with 8 points on the line. That makes it a three-point game with 21 seconds to go. Trying to make it a two-possession contest, and she nailed it. Rowland hits a pair of free throws, and Thayer gets a quick timeout. Coach Cecil Meyer wants to talk about it right here. 37-33, Thayer with the lead over the Ellington Lady Whippet. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. Thayer Lady Bobcats have scored 12 points here in the fourth quarter. Ellington has scored 7. Thayer, who was down by 1 at the end of the quarter, leads it by 4. 37-33 with 21 seconds to go. The defending state champions came into the district as the number 2 seed, and they're taking the number 1 seed right down to the wire for a chance to go back to the regionals, which will be the sectionals, which will be next Wednesday at the Libla Center on the campus of Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. Ellington bounded here. They got it to Conkright in the backcourt. Conkright crosses the timeline with 18 seconds to go. Oh, then King dropped it, picks it up. 14 seconds to go. King in the lane, all the way to the bucket, scores. Ellington with no timeouts. Thayer will inbound in the corner to Maddie Curley. She'll get fouled immediately with 6 seconds left. So if Maddie Curley can hit 2 free throws here, this game will be over. So the bucket for Kaylee King. She's got 13 in the game. And Maddie, and then the foul on King. If Maddie Curley can a couple of free throws here, this one will be over. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be defending district champion. She's shooting two. First one is up, and it is good. That makes it a three-point game. Maddie Curley, who had 11 points in the first half, now with 14, and Ellington's going to ice the shooter. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. Well, we're back after the timeout. Both teams still on the respective benches with their coaches. For Ellington, it's how are they going to score? They're down by four, or actually down by three, 38-35. Maddie Curley shooting another free throw. If she hits it, it's over. Thayer can just let Ellington run down the floor and shoot a layup, and Thayer would not even have to inbound the ball. As far as timeouts go, I don't think either team, well, Ellington might have one. Ellington might have one. I believe Thayer's got two. So Maddie Curley at the line, a Thayer Lady Bobcat junior, shooting for a four-point lead with 6 minutes to go. It is up, and it is good. Curley. And now Ellington will inbound it. All Thayer is, well, let's see, did Ellington? Yep, they call the quick timeout. 6 seconds to play. That'll be the final timeout for the Ellington Lady with it. 6 seconds to play. Thayer leads it by four. And again, if you're the Lady Bobcats, Coach Cecil Meyer says, we don't have to inbound the ball. If they score, you just let it go. Ellington doesn't have a timeout. They can't stop it. And you cannot foul somebody shooting a three-point shot. You can't foul anybody shooting a two-point shot. Just let them go shoot the ball, let them score, and then don't even try and inbound it because the clock will expire and Thayer will be the district champions for the second year in a row. Ellington will inbound it to Kaylee King. She picks it up near midcourt, leans it down the right corner to Conkright. Conkright back out to King, and there's a long shot by King at the buzzer. No good, and that's your final. The Thayer Lady Bobcats come from 7 points down to beat the Ellington Lady Whippets 39-35. What a defensive performance by these Thayer Lady Bobcats. So for the second straight year, Thayer is the district champions in Class 2, District number 2. They'll move on to play in the sectional Wednesday night. They'll take on the winner of the Neelyville-Haytie game, which will be played tomorrow night. Thayer Lady Bobcats, what a season it has been. Thayer came into the game tonight with a record of 15-8, and people didn't give them much chance. But this is the difference in this Thayer team and a lot of others, folks. They have played perhaps the toughest schedule of any Class 2 basketball team in the state of Missouri. And I firmly believe that, and the officials hand the trophy to Journey Rowland, the only senior on this Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball team, and what a night it has been. What a night it has been here at Van Buren for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Wow. Thayer again wins it tonight, 39-35 over the number 3 ranked Ellington Lady Whippets. We're going to take a timeout. We got Coach Cecil Meyer making his way over to talk about this one, and we'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. And we're back at Van Buren here after the girls' championship game. Thayer Lady Bobcats win it tonight 39-35 over the top-seeded Ellington Lady Whippets. Coach Cecil Meyer joins us now. Coach, how sweet was this one?
Wow, and what a game. That was a great game. You know, both teams played hard. And, you know, like I told you the other night, we've got a lockdown on defense, and that's a pretty good ball club right there. We just locked down on.
Well, and that's what I talked about throughout the game, especially at the end. The defense definitely was the difference tonight. You didn't let their good scorers just get on those runs like we saw them make earlier in the week. Yeah. They just couldn't do what they wanted to do.
No, and we knew that coming in. You know, we'd watched a lot of game films, and, you know, they were making a lot of shots. But, you know, it's, you got to get those shots. And we talked about not giving up any open shots and then rebounding. We did a good job for the most part.
And what about your junior, Maddie Curley, in the first half? I mean, she was just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I know at one time my wife said she had seven and we only had seven.
She scored your first 11.
Okay, well, I knew it was quite a few in a row there. You know, she's done that all year for us. And then, you know, Strina, my wife said that Stretch had to get some in the second half, and that's what she generally did in the second half, is come out and make shots and does a good job.
Yeah, she had 10, all of them in the second half.
Yes,
so
that's generally who she is.
Yeah, this, you know, and this team, as we've watched them all year, Coach, I mean, and I made the statement a while ago, I don't know that there's another team in Class 2 basketball in the entire state that plays a tough schedule as you do and have for the last 2 years.
Yes,
and I think that makes your girls mentally and physically tough.
We talked about that before the game. You know, we're prepared. You know, you can look on Max Preps, and we do have the second strongest Skyline Stronger. They're up there around Springfield,
sure,
so they can get teams up there to play them. But, you know, our schedule is brutal. And you know, we had 14 wins coming into this tournament. But I knew that, you know, our schedule had a lot to do with that.
Oh, absolutely. So Wednesday night over at the Liberalist Center, over at the Three Rivers, you get either Neelyville or Hayti.
Yes. You know, either one, we're happy to be playing right now. And, you know, it's just right now it's gravy. I've always told the kids, when you get out of district, the rest is just gravy, because, you know, that wasn't guaranteed to you. So, you know, hopefully we can come out and play well.
Do you think coming into this tournament, and this tournament is the defending district champions, and even more so the defending state champions, added a little extra pressure to your girls?
Oh, the kids were calm, I felt like. And you know, before the games, they didn't say they were nervous. They were excited. So, you know, and you know, this is a great environment, but we played in probably 8 or 10 environments like that throughout this year. You know, we've been in some spots like this that, you know, it helps the kids to be in those spots.
Congratulations on another victory, another district championship, 2 in a row. That sounds sweet.
Thank you.
All right, Cecil Meyer, head coach of the Fair Lady Bobcats, the Lady Cats winning their second straight Class 2 District 2 championship.